Postcards to Hitler, A German Jew's Defiance in a Time of Terror. Written by Bruce Neuberger. Narrated by Ken Teutsch, Peter Boris, Elias Khalil, Bruce Neuberger, Becky Parker, Jason Lasky, Devin Lexington, Kerr Lordigan, Keith O'Brien, Rebecca Stern, Heather Tracy, and Tristan Wright. For Madeline Müller, Eleanor Müller, Batsheva LeBeau-Stohl, Katja LeBeau-Stohl, Elijah LeBeau-Stohl, Jaden LeBeau-Stohl, Jacob Stohl, Emily Stohl, Maya Fairchaw, Lincoln Fairchaw, Rachel Villaran, Joshua Villaran, Julia Villaran, Rebecca Villaran, Romeo Risden, Jacob Dolinka, Samantha Dolinka, the great-great-grandchildren of Anna and Benno Neuburger. To them and all those who inherit this beautiful and abused world of ours, we must insist, never again, to anyone.
Prologue. While I was on a visit to my parents' home in Long Beach, California in the early 1980s, my father handed me a thick folder of letters he and his sister had received from their parents, Benno and Anna Neuberger, between 1938 and 1941. This much I knew at the time. During those years, my grandparents, Benno and Anna, tried to leave Germany to join their children who had emigrated to the United States. They were unsuccessful. Both died in 1942, a day or two apart, in very different places. My father had told me that his mother was murdered in a camp somewhere east of Germany, and his father was executed in Berlin after having been convicted in the Nazis' so-called People's Court for having written a letter of outrage to Hitler. In the early 1990s, my Aunt Johanna, Honey, gave me a copy of a transcript of Benno's trial. I didn't know it at the time, but the discovery of that document was made possible by the reunification of Germany when court archives stored in the former East Berlin became accessible to a wider body of researchers. The transcript revealed that Benno was arrested, tried, found guilty of treason, and executed not for writing a letter to Hitler, but for having written a series of postcards denouncing Hitler and the unfolding genocide and placing them anonymously in the mail. That is a part of the story my father, who died in 1987, never knew. That act of resistance ultimately inspired my determination to investigate the lives of Benno and Anna and other relatives in order to write their stories. In the 1980s, I interviewed surviving members of my family. Years later, I was able to retrieve hundreds of documents from the German Bundesarchiv and the Munich and Bavarian archives. These shed light on the lives of my grandparents and the events that led to Benno's execution and enabled me to reconstruct those events in this book. In the years since the release of the court records, Benno's story has drawn the attention of historians, especially German historians, seeking to unearth and make known acts of Jewish resistance to German fascism. Their writings have provided important information and inspiration that have greatly assisted my efforts. Furthermore, historians have published new details of what befell Jews in such places as Munich, Laupheim, Traunstein, and Wolfratshausen, German cities where Benno's and Anna's family members lived. Some of those historical writings dealt directly with members of those interrelated families, the Neubergers, Einsteins, Holzers, and Spatzes. Those historical works have also been invaluable to me in writing this book. In my effort to bring to life the people whose stories are told here and the social environment in which they lived, I have necessarily imagined situations and relationships beyond the facts that I acquired directly through those sources. This includes several of the many letters that are part of this text. I have sought to use
Sample complete. Ready to continue?